Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads, maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 106 for July 17th, 2006. Intuitive shower curtains. And now, get ready for Dick! It's a brand new week and an exciting day today on the Daily GizWiz, episode 106. It's a week after our fabulous Mego USB watch contest. And Dick D. Bartolo is here. And do we have a wiener?
Absolutely. Leo Laporte.
Thank you.
Of Pentaluma.
I knew if I added enough times, I'd win.
Leo, it was so funny. When we talked about it on the podcast, we said, let's give people a cutoff date. Otherwise, I'll be getting mail from here to eternity. And maybe the people who make From Here to Eternity will now send us a free DVD of the movie.
Who knows? You never know.
Who knows? Anyway, we could have made the cutoff almost 40 minutes.
You're kidding.
No.
I thought this was really hard. I thought people were going to never guess the word.
No.
The contest was to send us an email.
Pick a single word that we have used on the podcast a lot, and it would not be a name. It would not be Mad, and it'd not be your name or my name.
Okay.
And that was it. Just a single word. So Doug Pearson, P-E-R-S-S-O-N, hit it first. Warehouse, he was number one. And looking at the time here,
I released it at about, let's see, because I forgot to release it, episode 100. Actually, it didn't get uploaded, so I was going to release it that night, and then I saw I couldn't, so I went thought, oh, I'll do it when I come to the office first thing in the morning. Then I got caught up with stuff. In fact, I was doing the Alan Handelman show.
When I called
you
in.
You called in and said, where's episode 100? So that was about 4 o'clock. I think it probably didn't get up to about 4:30 in the evening, New York time.
Okay.
So when did you get the first entry?
The first email was 5 minutes to 6.
Okay. So it was really shortly after it went out.
Okay. Then 4 minutes after him, Steve Rudy sent me an email, and absolutely proper, just one word. The subject was warehouse.
Warehouse was the word.
Warehouse was the word.
Oh, you know, I was thinking it was going to be gravy.
Oh, Leo, so many gravies. 9 minutes later, Sean, yeah, whose last name is Salend, S-A-L-D-E-N-D, warehouse. Then we had a mini break of 15 minutes when Brian came in winning the fourth Mego software device. And then followed 15 minutes later by R-S-C-H-N-I-C, with winning the fifth one. And then, Leo, less than, I think it's 40 seconds later. Let me just get the time out here.
They were all really grouped very closely.
They were grouped very close together.
How many did you get in the first day? I mean, do you know?
298.
Wow, that's great.
6 p.m., 6:43, 23, and the last one that came at 6:43, 44.
It was a matter of seconds. This was like an Olympic event.
It was, but Leo, some of the entries, I'll give you my favorite first. Whorehouse.
I don't think we've said that word.
I think he was typing so fast.
A warehouse,
warehouse. So we won't give his name, but he should seek psychiatric help.
There's a little Freudian slip.
There's a little Freudian slip in there.
In Dick's Gadget Whorehouse.
Right. No. And then an entry I will never understand. In 100 podcasts, did we ever say newlywed?
Never. I mean, might have mentioned the newlywed game once.
Oh, okay, but word that we use very
lot.
Often.
Okay. not newlywed.
Right. And my second favorite, architect.
Architect. And we know architect, we've not said that.
Right. Okay, you know what? I'm going to send, let me check here. I'm going to send autographed Mad magazines to...
To the worst guesses.
We call them the most way out.
Okay.
We're very kind here. They're the worst. But no, I mean...
the most odd.
And two entries, Manor, M-A-N-O-R.
Yes, because...
Oh, Manor!
Stately DeBartolo Manor. Or DeBartolo Manor,
DeBartolo
as I always
Manor.
Say it
yeah,
for some
DeBartolo,
reason.
Right, right. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Manor,
okay,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That was a good guess. And then Petaluma.
Yeah, we say that a lot in my hometown.
Where you live, right? Yeah. And then remember the entry. Send us one word that we've used a lot, and we got several of these. It makes its own gravy.
As the whole thing. One of those words is going to be in there.
Right, right.
Now, that's just our motto, not the word.
That's right, which you, for some reason, stopped using.
The joke kind of wore off, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I guess I could keep doing it.
No, you said that's our new slogan.
It is our new slogan, and whenever I think of it, I'm going to say,
the
podcast
good.
That makes its own gravy, ladies
it
and gentlemen.
It makes its own gravy. It is, yeah.
So, congratulations to all our winners. They're going to get a Mego USB watch, thanks to Mego.
Or flash drive.
Or flash drive. They get their choice.
We have free watches. No, they don't have a choice. To make life easier for me.
Dick has his choice.
Right. What I'm doing, and I think this is very fair, I'm putting three watches in three envelopes, three flash drives in the other three envelopes, and I'm just sticking on the mailing labels. So not if you write me a letter and say, Dick, which one did I get?
He won't even know.
You won't even know.
It's a it's a luck of the draw.
It's the luck of the draw. So I will I will email those people after the show.
Congratulations.
Today. If for any reason you don't hear from me, Dick at GizWizBiz, and just include a copy of your original entry and send it from the email address you used when you entered.
That's
so
enough.
There you go. Yeah. And when we get to, podcast 150, we'll do it again because I think now we have some clout and,
we might do it more than that because I have a feeling we're going to have lots of things to give away once.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, it's kind of funny because I come from a background in radio where you have a lot of very complicated hoops to jump through. Anytime you do any contesting, and you come from an even more strenuous environment, which is the quiz show area, because of the quiz show scandals of the 50s, I'm sure it was really tough.
Yeah, well, first of all, we talked about that's why the match game was fun, that there was no way to fix it.
So you didn't have to worry there. It was just
yeah, exactly. We didn't have to worry there, but you're right. The other shows. Although, see, Goodson didn't really do any hard knowledge shows.
So that's the ones where they got in trouble because it was the
knowledge
$64,000 question, wasn't it?
Yes, and then 21. I think the show 21 started it.
Right.
And after that happened, I had friends who worked on those shows, and then you had people from Standards and Practices, and the questions were locked up, and when the questions were brought up, they were shuffled right before the air.
Wow.
There were many, many safeguards put in. But you know, the thing about the Mad Game is even in the What the Heck Is It thing. I made one of the rules that we can change the rules anytime we want. and I learned that from Gaines, who in his contract with Warner Brothers had the clause, I, William M. Gaines, retain the right to be unreasonable.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if that's legally enforceable.
You know what? I don't know. But Bill, I said, Bill, how could you get that in the contract? And Bill said, Dick, years ago I learned that the people who make up these contracts never read them once they're signed. And he said, I go back and I just put things in contracts, that anything that strikes my fancy.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
I send them to the executives. Do you think the executives are going to look through 50? Right.
No.
They just, it's from Bill.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, I like that.
Try that. Clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
All right.
Well, congratulations to our winners. It was fun, and I think we'll do this again. And we retain the right to be completely unreasonable.
Exactly. So you six people will get your things, and the others, please be a good sport and don't say your clock was behind or whatever.
Thank you for entering. It's just for fun.
Yeah, it's for fun. It's for fun, and we'll do it again.
Good.
Okay, today's gizmo
Yes?
is the intuitive shower curtain.
Okay. I don't know if I want my shower curtains to be too intuitive.
Well, wait a minute. I'll give you the website so you can look. Oh, the one thing about this company that's not intuitive is their website. Tilco Web. TILCOWEB.
First thing I would have guessed. Okay.
Yeah. It stands for the Intuitive Learning. I don't know what it, the hell it stands for. Oh,
the Intuitive Learning Company.
Learning Company website is what it stands for.
I get it now.
Okay, so they. It's just very clever, and the guy told me. The concept came up from a kid who was studying for their SATs and wanted to use every minute, started writing the words on her shower curtain.
Oh, my goodness. That's dedication.
Okay. So then this company prints learning shower curtains. And I just had one up for one night, and I don't want to sound pretentious or prudent, Leo, because I did this renovation, and I think the relevance, which I'm going to substantiate, is not superficial. It's a tenuous position I'm taking here, but it's a venerable position I think I can understand.
Oh my God! Bring back our old Dick. What happened to the old Dick?
So the shower curtain's down already. Because
thank goodness.
I know.
So they have vocabulary. What else do they have?
They have math.
Okay.
They have the 100 top SAT words.
See, that's good. And you'll see that on your shower curtain.
It's a very clever idea, and they're $20.
I should get this for Abby. This is a great idea.
Tell Abby, even though she entered 100 times, I'm not sending her the footage.
She doesn't get one.
Right.
She probably did, knowing her and all.
Oh, no.
That's really cool.
Intuitive shower curtain. And they were originally just selling through their website, but now they have a lot of mass marketers that you can buy them at.
And this sounds like just some guy who... got an idea and said, "Boy, this would."
I think he partnered with the girl. I can't remember if it was a girl or a boy that the guy told me about that started this. And here it is. It's a 14-year-old. Just says 14-year-old, not a girl or boy. And she went to this. They had a friend in the shower curtain business.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And she said, "You know what? I think it'd be a good idea." And he said, "Oh, you know what? We're into that." So they did math concepts, and they're doing English grammar. Leo, multiplication tables.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's a clever way to learn for $20. And you get a shower curtain out of it, too.
Do people read their shower curtains?
Well, you know what? I used to have a shower curtain that had places of interest on it.
You did?
And, yeah.
Really? Like what?
Yeah. Oh, you know, like Grand Canyon.
Really?
A little. Yeah. God, everything. That's why this show works, because
I never believe you. I never heard of such a thing. I'm trying to think. My shower curtain is completely, just plain.
Clear through and
yeah, little
I know
thing. Yeah,
and,
no, actually, it's not, because I don't. That's not good.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to see me shower.
Oh, okay. Well, then why did you put that big picture window in?
Well, that's for me to see out.
You mean people can see
in through that?
Yeah. Ground level, Paloma Boulevard or whatever.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought it was just for me to look out. They said it was a one-way window.
Yeah. Well, I hate to tell you how much money I made giving directions to that.
celebrity picture windows.
So, yeah. Hey, celebrityprivateparts.com. Check it out.
No, please. There probably is such a thing.
You know what? There probably is. So.
No, I'm just thinking, because Abby, unfortunately, in Abby and Henry's bathroom, they have one of those glass shower, they have a glass.
Oh,
wall.
Yeah.
So this wouldn't, but I could do it in grease pencil.
You could.
I could write on it with the grease. And then actually, that'd be good, because I could change it and stuff.
Yeah, that's a devoted father.
They need a Tilco grease pencil.
That's right. And then Abby said, "I don't know any new words because my father forgot to change my shower curtain last night." If she gets an F, she can blame you.
It's my fault. It's the shower curtain's fault. It was spelled that way on the shower curtain. Oh, that'll carry a lot of weight.
Although, when she comes in and the teacher says, "Abby, why are all the answers on your test backwards?" Oh, my God. He wrote the questions on the front of the glass.
You know what they've done that's kind of interesting is you can't really see a picture of this full size. You can only see a little mini picture. I guess they don't want you to steal the idea.
Oh, that's, I was wondering why.
Yeah, because there's no full size. I keep looking.
Well, you know what, Leo? Actually, in their catalog, there is a full-size image. The thing is, when you have a full-size image of the shower curtain, you really don't even see its words because there are
so many words.
Very
cool. Well, that is our gadget of the day. If you want to, play
I'm calling Tilco and see if they want to make a shower curtain of our 387 entries we have so far.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah.
365 days plus study plus shower equals smarts. That's their logo.
Wow.
I think our slogan is a little bit better.
Yeah, I think so. It makes its own gravy.
Makes its own gravy. Visit GizWiz, biz.com.
Or you can go to itmakesitsowngravy.com, and it will go to my website.
Oh, okay. Itmakesitsowngravy.com, and you will get your own... I don't know what you'll get. You'll get nothing.
Yeah, No. You enter the what the heck is the contest.
I'm just losing it, you know.
You win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. And the current Mad, which is the August issue, that's the one you'll win, is Superman. And on the cover it says, it's absurd. It's a shame. It's another issue of Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine. All right, Dick. Well, congratulations to our winners, and thank you all for playing. We'll see you next time on the Daily GizWiz.
I'll be here.